Okay, here we are. Amem Chesam Bey is the first Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. Gamliel says, Shalosh Noshim, Lo Shois Ka'achas. Three women could go ahead and do the same activity of kneading the dough at the same time. V'yoyfais betan or echod. And then they go ahead and line up to put their dough and bake them in the oven, the same small oven. We'll see. Zu'achar zu, one after the other. Rashi says here, on the fourth wide line, each one fills up the tanur, and the fact that the other two are waiting, Rashi is going to say, the fact that one lady is waiting for the other two to finish baking, that's not, Rabbi Gamliel is not choishish of it becoming chametz in the meantime. It's fine. Rabbi Chananel says that it really turns out to be three hesekos and shtei afiyos. He, for some reason, says that in between each baking, there was a process of lighting up the oven. So the amount of time that he was that Rabbi Gamliel was not choishish for was three hesekos, three burnings of the oven, three lighting up, and two bakings, like Rashi had said, the two bakings. And Rabbi Chananel further says that what you do see from Rabbi Gamliel is that it was makbid that four women, he says, loynis bar, that's not clear to me. So, you know, he's not willing to be matir. Rabbi Chananel is not willing to explain Rabbi Gamliel was matir more than three. But that amount of shir Rabbi Gamliel is not machmir, he's not cheshish for becoming chametz. The chacham ma'imrim, back to Mishnah, the chacham say, shalosh noshim, oiskois, bevotik ka'achas. That the women have to be busy with the dough, at once, like they're each one working with the dough. Achas loshom, ba'achas ereches, ba'achas oifom. One will go ahead and knead the dough. One will prepare the dough, guess its shape and its form. Ba'achas oifom, the other one will be baking. So this way you have a cycle, and the Gemara will elaborate how the cycle works. Rekiva Hoimer. Rekiva says, Loikla Nashim, Loikla Eitzim, Loikla Tanurim Shavin. Not all the women are the same. Not all the burning of wood is the same. Not all the woods are the same quality. And not all the ovens have the same efficiency. Zeaklal. This is the rule. We'll see who in the Gemara who's saying this. Tipach. If it starts to rise, the dough starts to swell. Tiltosh b'tzayinan, you have to throw it into the cold water, similar to what the Messiah said in the last Mishnah. But that's what you have to do in order to prevent it from becoming chametz. Rashi, v'chacham ma'imrim, ein mahokel kol kach, shiu loshes ke'achas. No, he doesn't allow all three women to be kneading ke'achas. That he's not, the chacham were not makel like Rabbi Gamliel. Rather, each one has to be busy with their dough in one way. That's what the Mishnah meant. Shalosh nashim oiskois bevotzik achas. Achas losho. The first one goes ahead and has to knead. Achroino losho kishachaver to emtzayis mikatefes. The last lady, goes ahead and she has to knead while the friend right before her is preparing the dough, mikatefes, she's preparing it for, in its form, vashlishis, shalosho tchila oifan. The one who started the whole process by kneading first, she at this point is going ahead and baking. So that lady is baking, the one who started. The next lady, the second one to start, is now preparing, mikatefes, zoyreches, she's preparing the dough in form. And the first lady, the one that started last, she is kneading the dough. The Sidrum of Harash Gemara, Rashi says that the Gemara is going to explain to us the Seder. Loichol Anoshim, Rabbi Kiva said, not all women are the same. Yeshatzlonios. There are some ladies who are lazier, and they're slower. Umachmitzos im yeshu kokach. And therefore, if we would allow what we said earlier in the Mishnah, then the doughs would become chametz, and we'll see that in the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva is speaking to Rabbi Gamliel. And there are ovens, there's an oven that's not so hot as other ones. And some wood that doesn't burn as fast. Mishnah said, this is the rule, tipach habotzek biyodo, if the dough in her hand starts to swell, she roya sheroitz letzvayach, she sees before it actually swells, but she sees a sign that's going to swell, tilto sheyodeo b'mayim, now she says, she throws her hands in cold water, b'mayim tzoynen, v'tiktefeno, and then she, I guess, works with the dough, she prepares the dough with her cold hands, v'tizdanein, in this way, the dough itself will become colder and will be prevented from becoming chametz. Zakti Yemorom, Tana Abanon, Vitona Braiso, Losho, Himika Tefes, the one who started the process, the lady who was first to go knead, now she starts preparing the dough to bake it. The Chaverto, the next lady who's starting the process, Losho Tachteo, she goes ahead and starts to knead. Mikatefes, the lady who was preparing the dough for its shape and to bake, he oifa. At this point, she moves on to baking. And the one earlier who was earlier kneading, she goes ahead and starts preparing her dough. Ashlishis, now the third lady can start. Losha, she starts to knead her batzik. Oifa, the lady, the first lady to start, who is now baking, he losha. She then moves on to go ahead and knead her dough, and the lady who was right behind her starts to bake. And the lady who was started last is now preparing her dough, and the cycle continues and it circles around. The braisa concludes, and it's kind of a reason that the reason why the Chacham hold this way, that this is what has to be done, is because as long as we are busy moving the dough, doing something to the dough, then it can't come to chametz. But if you stop and you leave it, then it becomes chametz. Dr. Ashi, Tono, lo shohim katefes, adrabanon koi. This price is going adrabanon. Harishoyna shekid malolush, the lady who started first to knead, meloy hataner katan shalehen tchilo. She fills up their small tanur, the small oven first. She mikatefes, and when she is kneading, is preparing the dough, the hainu aricho, which is arranging it, shekirin antvartir, which is called antvartir in Lazi, the chaverto in Lazi, the chaverto matcheles lalush isa shelo. So then her friend, when this one, the first one that started, who's going to end up filling up the tanur, when this lady finishes being mikatefes, or when is mikatefes, so then the second lady starts to knead her dough. Mikatefes hi oifo, when the lady who is now preparing the dough is finished, so she starts to bake. V'zuhori shaynom, shayisa mikatefes, achshav, this lady who started the whole process, who now was arranging the dough, the gomer kitufa, she finishes arranging it, he oifo, so now she begins to bake, and she puts it into the oven, and the lady who was second, who was kneading her dough, mikatefes tachtel, she starts to arrange her dough in the first lady's place, now the third lady can begin to knead, when the first lady concludes her baking process of her dough. Gomroim tzais lekatev. So now the middle lady is finished preparing her dough. Vachroino lolosh. And now the first lady is finished kneading. Harayim tzais mkatefes oifos. So now the middle lady who was preparing her dough starts to bake. Vachaverto achroino mkatefes tachteh. And the third lady who was preparing the dough, who was kneading, now begins to prepare her dough. Reishoino, and the lady who started the whole process, who finished baking ready, chayzeres filosha. Now she goes back to a new dough and starts kneading it. Shehoyu tanurin kitanim. They had very small ovens. Vlehoisa maspekes elo kimloi tanur. And it wouldn't be enough room except to fill up one tanner, I guess, with one iso. Mechein chayzer is chalila. And then we said that they go back in a circle. Chalila loshin mechoil saviv saviv. It's a loshin of a circle going around and around, a cycle. similar to lashon that's used by tzaddikim yoshim v'atoseim roshayim. It says that they sit over there in a circle. Zok Gemara Vayter by the two das. Rabbi Kiva Omer loikla anoshim v'chulu. Tanya. Now we have an abraisa too. Omer Rabbi Kiva danti lefnei Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva said that he once brought up the issue in front of Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Kiva speaking to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva, the third man Darman Amishna, speaking to Rabbi Gamliel, the first man Darman Amishna. Yelam deinu Rabbeinu. Rabbi Kiva spoke up to Rabbi Gamliel. Teach us, Rabbi. Benoshim zrizois, benoshim shein zrizois. When you said your halacha that they're allowed to wait without being oisik bebotzik, oisek is bebotzik, they don't have to be busy with the botzik, they can just sit there and wait for their turn in the oven. What were you talking about? Were you talking about women who are quick, or were you talking about women who are slower? Eitzim lachmei beitzim yivashim. Were you talking about moist eitzim, which will take longer to burn, or eitzim yivashim? Dried out wood. Betanar chamei betanar svenim. Were you talking about a very efficient oven that's very, gets very hot, or were you talking about an oven that stays cooler? So the gears that we have in Agamora is that Rav Gamliel answered him. And Omar Lei, Gamliel said, Ein loch el amash ashanu chachamim, you only have this that the chachamim taught us, Zeaklal, tipach tuktosh betzoinon, that the rule is that if you see it start to rise, start to swell, start to show signs of swelling, the dough, then tuktosh betzoinon, then you, as Rashi explained earlier, you have to stick your hands in cold water and cool it off so it shouldn't become chametz. So here you have Rav Gamliel is really the one in this girsa of the Gemara of the Braisa. With this girsa of the Braisa, we have Rav Gamliel would be the man, the Omar, at the end of the Mishnah, who comes in with the Zeak Lal, because that's how it says it. Omar Lei, that Rav Gamliel answered and said this Klal. There is another girsa that is brought from the Duke Seferim that does not have the words Omar Lei, just has the words Ha'Ein Lecha. Which means that Rabbi Akiva was answering his own question to Rabbi Gamliel. How could we say this halacha that you're allowed to wait through two bakings? It might be a woman who's slower or an inefficient oven or so on, and then you'll have a problem. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva answered it himself, and he said, "Oh, must be that you only have what the Chum said of this klal, that you can cool it off with the cold water." And this way, Rabbi Kiva would be the one who concluded the Mishnah, which in a way makes more sense because it's strange to have Rabbi Gamliel come back and say the Zeak Lal at the end of the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. Danti lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, shoyo imre klal dover. Rabbi Gamliel said a klal. Bechol sholish noshim lo shoyz keachas. Every three women, right, they can leave at the same time. Mam tenes so achas ad sheifu shtayim, and then what will end result will be that one lady will have to wait until the other two are finished baking. That is what Rabbi Kiva was questioning Rabbi Gamliel with. How could you say that if you have some times where it could be even slower and then you're really running into a chametz pram? Okay, the next Mishnah, Amem Chesam Abeis. Seyur Yisorik. The halacha is that with regard to Seyur, Rashi over here explains Seyur to mean Shleihich Mitzkol Tzorkoi, that Seyur is something that did not complete its process, and it started to be machmit, but it wasn't completed, and therefore we said earlier on daf mem gimel mem aleph that this is the second term of noiksha. Yeah, noiksha that meant inedible. It was edible only in some rare cases. That was one case of noiksha, and this is the second case of noiksha. Something that didn't complete its process of becoming chametz. So the Mishnah says that Seyor Yisorif has to be burnt. That's the halacha with Seyor. However, a person who eats the Seyor, his potter, he does not get malchus, and he does not get kores, Seyor. Siduk, however, if the dough starts to crack, then the din is also Yisorif. However, one who eats it would be chayiv kores. Ezehu Seyor, now, so that statement really is a statement that the first part, Seir Yisarif, will be the Kuli Alma, and Sidik Yisarif will also be the Kuli Alma, and then the question will be, in Seir, we'll have Machlokes, but now let's define, here's where the Machlokes really shows itself in the definition of what Seir and Sidik is. Ezo Seir. So the Mishnah says, what is the definition of Seir? What constitutes Seir? So the Mishnah says, the first opinion is Kikarnik HaGovim, like the antenna, like the horns of a grasshopper, those small lines. So when you have small cracks in the dough, then that's seor. That's taich seor. Siduk. What's the taich of siduk? What's the definition of that? Shenis arvu sidukin zeh bazeh, that the cracks started to mix together, started interlacing one with the other. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of what seor is and what siduk is. However, the chachamim say zeh bazeh ha'oichloi chayiv kareis. Both this and that. We'll see what this is referring to. A person would be chayiv kareis for it. And l'chayiv, what it means, Rashi will tell us, is talking about the kanei chagavim and the shenis arvu stokin zeh bazeh. Both of those types of stokin, even the kanei chagavim, which is only small cracks that don't interlace, the chacham here are going to hold that one who eats something like that is going to be chayiv kareis. Ve'ezehu seir. And what's the definition of seir? Seir is not like the Tanakama said, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that seir is kikane chagavim, but seir is kol shechsifu fon of ka'odom sh'amdu sareisav. It's the, whenever the dough became pale, similar to when a man's hair, a man gets shocked, gets embarrassed, his hair stands on its head, and at the same time he gets his face pales, so too, when the dough starts to pale, that is the taich of seir according to the chacham. Rashi says, the second Rashi, siduk kishu machmitz nasi bei sidokim. When it starts to become chomitz, so cracks start to appear in the dough. Karnich hagavim, sedek lekan, sedek lekan. You have one crack here, one crack there. Zev zev oichle bekoreis, Rashi says. This is the second part of the Mishnah, the chachomim. De karnich hagavim nami siduk havei. That means that not only would siduk, what we said earlier in the Mishnah, siduk, that the interlacing cracks, would you be chayim kareis for? That's considered siduk. However, I say, the chacham say, that even karnei chagavim, which Rabbi Yehuda taiched was seyor, and therefore in the beginning of the Mishnah that said seyor is potur from kareis, no. The chacham will say that even that one, karnei chagavim, is chayim kareis, and therefore they have a different definition for seyor. Seyor is something earlier in the process. It's the paling of the dough. Ve'ezeh seyor shepotur, that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah that's potur. Zesh Aimboy Sedek. It doesn't have any cracks whatsoever. I will see for fun of, but the dough did become pale. Ka'odon, like a man, Sha'amdu Saraisov, that his hair started to stand on its head, on their heads. Mitoich Pachand, Oreses, Pon of Machsifin. And from fright, and Reses, I guess, Taich is another type of fright. It's being scared. His face starts to become pale. At the same time, his hair starts to stand on its head, and therefore, that is the types of seyor according to the chachamim. Zok de braiso in the Gemara, ton rabbon and the braiso rabbon taught us eze useyor. What is taich seyor? Kol shachsiv ufanav kaadam shamdu sayreisav. This is like the chacham of the Mishnah that says that seyor is when the dough pales, like a man whose hair is stand on their heads. Siduk, and what's the touch of siduk in the braisa here? Kikarnei chagavim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Siduk is kikarnei chagavim, so siduk you be chayv kareis for. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. If you'll notice, these are mamash the words of the chacham in the Mishnah. So it turns out that the chacham in our Mishnah is really Rabbi Meir, because the braisa clearly so far is the opinion of the Chacham in the Mishnah, and that means that Meir equals the Chacham. However, the Braisa has a different set of Chacham. The Chacham Maimrim, Ezehu Seir, you know what Seir is? Kikarnei chagavim. This sounds awfully familiar, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Siduk, Shenis Arvu Stokin Zevazen, Siduk is interlacing cracks. And the Braisa concludes, Vizeh Vizeh Ha'oichloi Chayiv Koris. So up until these words, Vizeh Vizeh Ha'oichloi, that was clearly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah. So it turns out, like Rashi and the Rach, the Rabbi Chanan explained to us, that the Chacham of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And the Chacham of our Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Now, the problem is that the Braisa concluded with Rabbi Yehuda's words that did not sound like Rabbi Yehuda. It said, v'zeh, v'zeh, ha'oichloi chayiv koreis. And either case that was just mentioned, whether it be sounds like a seyor and and siduk v'chayv kari is perfect. Gemara right away. V'anan tzan seir sorry for echlei potter. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that one who eats, if we said that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so then what's Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa? What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with what he said in the Mishnah? The Mishnah he said that one who eats seir is potter. And yet over here we're saying that both seir and siduk are chayv kares. So the Gemara answers, Eimol Rabbi Meir, ze veze ha'oichloi chayv kares. You could say that Rabbi Yehuda was speaking to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and he said his din. He said that seir is kikarnech hagavim, and siduk is the interlacing cracks. And he said, and I say my din that for seir you're potter. However, he said, according to Rav Meir, my seyor would actually be chayv for chayv kares for, because my seyor, according to Rabbi Meir, is actually not seyor; it's actually siduk. Amar Rava, my time of Rav Meir. Rava says, what's the reasoning of Rav Meir to be choshesh that kikarnich hagovim, even though it's not interlacing cracks, still we said you'd be chayv kares. And Amar says, the mayor says, "Ein l'cho kol sedek v'sedek minamalo she'ein l'kam astokim minamato." You don't have even little cracks on top, little crack here, little crack there, that doesn't really have. It really has more cracks inside the dough. Inside the dough, in between the two, the upper side and the bottom side. If you see cracks on one side, you'll know that there are more cracks that are lying underneath, and therefore, since you see any cracks, you have to be choshesh for the cracks that are beneath it. And the Chayyur of Yehuda would say, no, just because you see little cracks here, that's called seir, and you're not chayyur kores, and he was not choshesh for the cracks that are taking place underneath. Zok Rashi. Chacham de Braiso, hu Rabbi Yehuda de Masnissen. The Chacham de Masnissen, hu Rabbi Meir. The Chacham of our Braiso is really Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. And the Chacham of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Meir of the Braiso. This is our gears in the Braisa. What is the type of seyor? The seyor is kikarnich hagavim, like the little cracks. Siduk shne starvin stokin zebazeh. Vezeh vezeh ha'oichle bekoreis. I think Rashi just trying to show to you that the words vezeh vezeh ha'oichle bekoreis is really the conclusion of the Braisa. Frecting Gemara, the question the Gemara had about Anantana, that our Mishnah said that when you have kikarnich hagovim, because you had seyor, you're not chayv kores, you're potter. For anantzan, Rabbi Yehuda potter b'seyor today, Rabbi Yehuda pattered with his own seyor. The afagav domer yisoriv, even though he held that you do have to burn it, loy mechayv alo, loy malchus loy kores. Rabbi Yehuda will not be mechayv on it, neither malchus nor kores. This is just an addition Rashi has, that he says not only will you not be chayv kores, you're also not chayv malchus for this seyor, even though you had to burn it. So the way the Gemara answered is Eimel Rav Meir Zeh V'Zeh, that we're talking in Rav Meir's opinion that Bein Seyor to Rav Yehuda to Karnich HaGovim, both the Seyor of Rav Yehuda, the Seyor that he said you're potter for, Rav Yehuda, that's really in his opinion Karnich HaGovim, but in Rav Meir's opinion that already is not Seyor, that's already Siduk, or Bein Siduk, or the Siduk that everyone agrees to is clearly at least interlacing, is interlacing cracks, is tight siduk. Chayov and kores for both of those, even the karnich hagavim, it would be chayv kores. It's a vayler meir siduk ninu, because both karnich hagavim and siduk stuck in that interlace, both of them are considered siduk. Even karnich hagavim is considered siduk according to a meir. Not so according to Yehuda, who holds karnich hagavim is seyer and you will be potter. Then what's the reasoning Rava said for Reb Meir? Why is the mayor gonna give you kares for eating dough that had cracks of karnich hagavim? Because he said, because whatever, you have little cracks on top, kamastok on the mat, surely it has some cracks on the bottom. Hilkoch, there, besoichoy, inside of it, inside the dough. Hilkoch, I think Rashi means lafuke, the other side. Hilkoch, kiavi the mailom, karnich hagavim, therefore when you have cracks that are small cracks, one here, one there, kiavi the matok, is arvu, stocking on the bottom, inside, you'll have more cracks, and therefore, that's already chimutz, according to a mayor, and that's siduk, and therefore you're chayav kares for that type of dough.